Okay. See, the soul is a non-material being. That's why the soul does not have any physical weight. In fact, there have been some researches done, and say that if you compare the weight of the body just before the moment of death and after death, there are no significant differences found. It is not that a sudden chemical pops out of the body. And the important point is to recognize that the soul is not a physical object. In some cases, because of certain biochemical factors, certain changes may happen in the body because of which there may be some differences in some physical dimensions. But the soul is a spiritual being. And when we say talk about a spiritual being, it does not have a physical dimension like weight. So the soul is non-material. And that's why it is aprameyam. Aprameyam means the Bhagavad Gita describes in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, 18th verse, that it is beyond any form of material measurement. The soul itself does not have any weight. Okay. Any other questions? Was your question anything more specific?
What is the description of the spirit or the soul being 100,000 of the
Okay.
kilograms?
Okay, good question. I was expecting this when I talked about the soul being immeasurable. So when you have heard that the soul is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. So now if you look at that, it is primarily indicative. It is not literal. If somebody says that this is the soul is Keshagra-Shatabhagasya-Shatadhaakalpitasya, that's the Upanishadic verse. It is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. Now, how are we going to measure the size of a tip of a hair? How do you decide what is the tip? Is it this much, or is it this much, or is it this much? And then how do we decide what is, how much are we going to divide it into? So the important point is, this is not a, in this case, the emphasis is not on the literal size. The emphasis is on the number is given as an indicator of minuteness. So the soul is aprameya, it is beyond material measurement, and the 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair, that is not a precise mathematical calculation, because the tip of a hair itself is not a precise mathematical dimension. So the idea of saying 1/10,000th is to convey the minuteness of the soul in a visually evocative way. But the soul is beyond material dimensions. And just its minuteness is conveyed in a indicative way by giving a dimension. Whenever we hear any statement in scripture, we cannot take one statement and see it as an absolute truth. Because the same scripture, say the same Upanishadic body of knowledge, which talks about this particular dimension of 1/10,000 of a tip of a hair, that same Upanishadic body of knowledge also states that the soul is aprameya, it's immeasurable. So immeasurable means it's not talking about immeasurable in the sense of being immeasurably large, but it is talking about immeasurable in terms of being immeasurably small. So this is an indicative dimension, not a literal dimension.